here's a story from The World.
10 years ago, a single event in Tunisia triggered a series of historic revolutions across the region. A street vendor selling fruit was fed up with the system. In an inspirational act of protest, he lit himself on fire.
Soon, the Arab uprisings began in several countries that had only known one ruler. People began to rise up and demand change.
Protests spread to countries that had rarely seen anything like this. People poured into the streets shouting words that became slogans of their hopes and dreams.
In some cases, these wars did topple dictators. In others, protests led to greater repression, civil wars, and the mass displacement of millions of people.
The uprisings from 10 years ago transformed the entire region forever and continue to impact the globe.
So today, a special hour of the show, the legacy of the Arab uprisings and the many ways they're still playing out, from politics to high tech.
Let's start at the beginning.
The town of Sidi Bouzid in central Tunisia never really made headlines. It's a quiet, forgotten part of the country, far from the capital, Tunis. That changed on December 17, 2010. A 26-year-old fruit seller set himself on fire in front of City Hall. Just a few hours before, officials had confiscated his fruit cart, saying he didn't have a permit. It wasn't the first time that happened. Mohamed Bouazizi saw this as harassment, plain and simple. He was beyond angry and frustrated, says Leila Bouazizi, Mohamed's sister. Leila says her family was struggling at the time. Her father died of a heart attack years before. Her mom was working at a farm, making about $2 a day. Mohamed started selling fruit when he was just 7 years old, she says. Bananas, strawberries, grapes, whatever was in season. Leila says her brother had complained about mistreatment by officials before, but she never imagined he would take his own life. Shortly after Mohammed's self-immolation, protests erupted in Tunisia. The country's president, Zainal Abidin Ben Ali, visited Mohammed in the hospital, but Mohammed died 4 days later. Overnight, the unknown fruit seller became a national symbol. People held up his picture in protests. Banners went up on the city walls, calling him a martyr. The country was in upheaval. People were tired of the dictatorship, Leila says. They were tired of oppression, poverty, and mismanagement. That's why they reacted so strongly.
It appears to be the end for Tunisia's president after 23 years in power.
Ben Ali, the president, was forced to leave for Saudi Arabia with his wife and children. Soon, the protests in Tunisia inspired others in the region.
There's only so much that any citizen is going to put up with when it comes to oppression and autocracy.
Lina Khatib is the director of the Middle East and North Africa program at Chatham House, a policy institute in the UK. She says each country had its own unique political circumstances, and protesters had different demands. But there were some common themes.
Their socioeconomic conditions had severely deteriorated. Freedom of expression was in many places non-existent or severely curtailed. And people generally just wanted social justice and dignity.
The protests that began in Tunisia challenged Arab governments across the region and brought down leaders in Egypt, Libya, and Yemen. In Syria, they led to a civil war. Leila Bouazizi, the sister of Mohamed Bouazizi, says her family has been targeted and harassed. They've been accused of taking advantage of his death, she says, to enrich themselves and to live in luxury. None of that is true, she says. Leila, her husband, and her mother moved to Canada a few years after the revolution. They now live in Montreal. Leila works for a company that makes airplane parts. Her younger sister, Samia, remains in Tunisia. She's applied to move to Canada, but her application has been rejected.
Ten years on,
Leila says the pain of losing her brother has not gone away. Like the other day, she was riding on the metro and she opened up her Facebook page. Someone had posted Mohammed's picture. She started crying. If we were in Tunisia, Leila says, we would pay our respects at Mohammed's grave. But we're here, far away. One day, she says, I hope all Tunisians live in dignity. That's what my brother wished for. I'm Shirin Jafari.